We were speaking last week to Rechizik for New Winter's Month, and we spoke about three different points. We brought down from the Chafetz Chaim the importance of realizing what 1 minute of Talmud Torah's value, what it's worth. We spoke about number two from the Vilna Gaon, how a person has to be constantly be Oila. You can't just be status quo, it's either up or down. And then a person has to always be going up. And number three, we spoke about, brought down for the Chazon Ish, how when you don't have a cheshek in learning, the cheshek's not ma'akiv. You have to know that you got to do it anyway. It could be hard, and that's what you got to do. Those are the three inyanim that we spoke about last week. It's known in the Olam HaYeshivas, there's a famous Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach. Everybody knows about the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach. Over there, the Medrash talks about Torah. And I heard over from a Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, the Mefarshim are all bothered. Why, over there, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, is he talking about Torah? Medrash Tanchuma all of a sudden pumped over there and Parshas Noach is talking about Torah. Like, where does it come in? So I heard from Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, he said that, you know why it's right there in the beginning? Rabbi Tanchuma, who Kipshuta was the Mechaber of Medrash Tanchuma, Rabbi Tanchuma, this was his Musa Shmuz that he gave when they started the Torah, when they started the year, they started the Zman. This is the message. When he talks about Torah right there in the beginning of Parshas Noach, it's because the message of what he talks about over there is something you have to know when you start your year, when you start the Torah. And that's why it finds its place right there in Parshas Noach. So I was thinking, if not now, when are we going to know this Yisoid? The Medrash Tanchuma is something we have to remember. 30 years from now, you have to still remember that's the Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach, of course. Something you got to remember. A true Ben Torah knows this Medrash. Period. So let's understand, let's see what it says there. The Medrash writes like this, Eilo toldois noyach noyach. Yisborach shmoi, the Rebbeinu Shem should be gebenched, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebochar b'Yisrael mishivim umoy. So he picked Klal Yisrael from all 70 nations. And he gave us the Torah Shabbiksav, Upirshum b'Torah Shabbalpeh. And he gave us the Pirish of Torah Shabbalpeh. V'gila oisal Yisrael. And he revealed it to Klal Yisrael. Hashem should be benched for the fact that he picked us and he gave us the Torah. That's his opening line. If you want to understand this well, I'll tell you a Meridika Maisa I just heard. This Maisa happened in Passaic, New Jersey. It was a Yid that pulled up by the gas station to fill up on gas. And when he was filling up on gas, the gas attendant told him, I'm so disappointed. There was someone just like you from your people who just filled up on gas before. $55 worth of gas, and he drove off without paying. And I'm so disappointed. This is what he told the Yid. And the Yid's thinking to himself, how could it be a Yid go do that? What a chil Hashem. And the Yid's thinking to himself, you know, as much as whoever that Yid was, and he made a chil Hashem like this, I have the ability to fix it up. I can misakin this chil Hashem. I can make a kiddush Hashem. Maybe I should pay for that guy and make a kiddush Hashem. And he's thinking it through, and he decides, that's it. I want to do the right thing. And when he finishes filling up, he tells the gas attendant, okay, I'm going to pay for my gas, and here's an extra $55 for the guy who ripped you off. And he goes home, and he's still thinking to himself, how could a Yid go do such a thing? It still bothers him. But, like everything, he moves on with life, and he forgets the story. 3-4 weeks later, about a month later, in the newspaper, he sees an article A gas attendant in Passaic, New Jersey is arrested for ripping off hundreds of Jews. And he reads the story and he realizes the exact same thing that happened to him, this gas attendant was doing this hundreds of times, telling Yidden that someone just like you drove off without paying, and he was ripping off hundreds of Jews by saying and selling such a story. And he got arrested. Could you imagine? This is something we have to realize. Yisborach Shemoi, if you want to bench Hashem, Shebochar Bonu Mikola Amin, it's only by us Yidden that you can have hundreds of Yidden paying money for the Yidden they never met, but they're told a story that someone ripped off the guy. You're ready to pay money. Hundreds of Yidden got ripped off like this. Could you imagine hundreds of Yidden were willing to pay money for a so-called story of someone driving off that you never met? But Lamaisa, the guy got ripped off. You feel bad. A Yidden, you just rip off the guy and a Yidden go pay money for it. Could you imagine? This is what it means, a Yid with his Torah, what it means to bench Hashem and be appreciative that you're born a Yid with the Torah. This is what makes Klal Yisrael. This is Moridik. Yisborach Shemoi. Shemalach Machal Lachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebochar B'Yisrael. He picked Klal Yisrael over all the Goyim. And he gave us the Torah. This is what the Torah does, how it refines us Yidden. The Medrash continues and says, now he goes through and enumerates many different points and facts that we have to know. Fundamental Yisoid is about the Torah. The first thing he says is, Torah shebal peh harbe, Torah shebiktsav is ma'at. Torah shebal peh, the Gemara's, is large, is much. Torah shebiktsav, it's just the Chamish Chumash Torah, the Pesukim. And he brings down the Pasuk, Arucha me'eretz mido urechava mine yom. It's lengthier than the land and wider than the oceans. That's referring to Torah shebal peh. There's no end. That's the first point he wants you to realize. How unlimited Torah shebal peh is in contrast to Torah shebiktsav. Number two, he goes further and says, V'loi, the Pasuk says, K'siv v'loi timotzei be'eretz achayim. The Pasuk says, you're not going to find it in Eretz achayim. What does that mean? Mai loi timotzei be'eretz achayim. V'chi be'eretz meisim timotzei, you find it in the dead land. What does it mean? Eretz achayim. Zok the Medrash Tanchuma. Shaloi timotzei Torah shebal peh. Eitzel mi sheyevakesh oinig ha'olam. You're not going to find Torah shebal peh by people that are seeking the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. Taiva v'chavoyd u'gdula b'olam hazeh. You're not going to find Torah Shebal Peh be'eretz achayim means that if a person is mevakish, the oinig of Olam Hazeh, the taiva of Olam Hazeh, the covet of Olam Hazeh, the gedula of Olam Hazeh, it's not shaykh to have Torah if that's what you want in life. And this is a major yesoid, that's number two that he's telling us. I'll be honest with you. I remember being in high school and thinking to myself very clearly, I have vivid memories, how when I heard how chosh of Torah is, I thought to myself, okay, so you can have Torah with Olam Hazeh, it's Anastira. There's no reason why you can't live up both. This is what I thought. And this, the Medrash is telling us, there's no such thing, it doesn't exist. You're not going to find it by people that want to live up Olam Hazeh. Living up Olam Hazeh is a contradiction to Torah. They don't go together. It's impossible. Number three says the Medrash. Like Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael El Al Torah Shebal Peh. The treaty, the Krisas Bris that the Baruch Hu has with us, the relationship, the marriage that we have with Hashem is with Torah Shebal Peh specifically. Shenemar kalpi hadvorim ha'ele kirati itcha bris. Alpi hadvorim ha'ele. Zui Torah Shebal Peh. Specifically Torah Shebal Peh. That is our relationship. That's our marriage with Hashem. Why is that? Now listen to these words. Shehi kasha lulmoid. Torah shel bal peh, Gemara, is difficult to learn. V'yesh bo tsar gadol. And it's very, very painful when you're learning Gemara. Shehi meshula l'choshech. It's compared to darkness. You start a sugya. You start a toises, whatever toises you're doing, it's difficult, it's hard, it's darkness, and that makes it painful. However, the Pasuk says, Ha'om ha'olchem ha'choshech, ro or gadol. When you go through darkness, eventually you see a great light. Elu ba'alei Talmud, these are the people that learn Gemara, she'ro or gadol. Eventually, when you go through the sugya, then you come to the light, and you see the or gadol. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meir Einayim. The Baruch Hu will lighten up. Yagata and the Matzasa. You toil through it in the darkness and you're going to end up seeing the light. And this is the Krisas Bris of the relationship that we have with Hashem. Davka Torah Shabbal Peh. V'loi Kiblu Yisrael as a Torah. Achekof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKagiz. We were not mekabel this Torah until we got forced with the mountain over our head at Har Sinai. And he brings down, Vim Toim, if you're going to ask, a Torah Shebiksav, we know Torah Shebiksav, we know Klal Yisrael is a Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma doesn't sound like we were forced, we wanted to. If you're going to ask, I, Klal Yisrael, said Nasa V'Nishma, and it sounds like we wanted Torah, says the Medrash Tanchuma, no. Nasa V'Nishma was only a Torah Shebiksav. We were very happy to Makabal Torah Shebiksav. To learn Parsha and Chumash, it's very easy and light. It's something we don't mind doing. But the Harva on the Sukkah and Gemara, which is difficult, it's Kasha Lilma and it's Tsar Gadol, that we told Hashem, I don't know, I'm not so interested. And Hashem said, Hakavol and Hakagigas, he put a mount in our head and he forced us to Makabal it. Nasa V'Nishma was the Torah Shebiksav. If they She'im Bo Yegiyo V'Tsar, there's no yagiyah, there's no tsar. V'hi ma'at, and it's very small, short, and easy. Ela omolem al torish av al peh. Kavul hakagigas al torish av al peh. She'esh bo dikdukim mitzvahs kal chamur. There's so much dikdukim. There's so much fine things that are happening. V'hi azo kamoves. Unbelievable line. Listen to this line. It's mamash a $1 million line. It's azo kamoves. Torah Shabbal Peh, learning Gemara, is brazen like death, v'kosha kish'ol kinasa, and to acquire it is hard as death. L'v'she'ein lo'imid elo misha uyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only ones that sit and learn Gemara, Torah Shabbal Peh, are people that really love Hashem, b'chol liboy, u'b'chol nafshoy, u'b'chol ma'idah. If that's not $1 million line, then what is? The only ones that learn Torah Shabbal Peh and sit and harv on a Gemara, says the Medrash Tanchuma, is people that are oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol liboy, u'b'chol nafshoy, u'b'chol ma'oidoy. If you really love Hashem, you sit and harv on Gemara, Torah Shabbal Peh. The ones that are singing, I love Hashem, and I need oyev, all these songs. You don't really love Hashem if you can't sit and be omel b'Torah. Amelus in Gemara shows your true love to Hashem. As I state in Medrash Tanchuma. And this is applicable even during Seder. It's not enough that you're in yeshiva and this is what you do. During Seder, a person has an opportunity to sit there spacing out when the schafusa goes out to the bathroom or whatever it is, or to push yourself and focus and harva more in Torah Shabbal Peh. Even though it's so kosher lilmoid and it's tsar gadol, a person who pushes himself is displaying his true love to Hashem. That's how you show Hashem you really love him. Lamedcha, says the Medrash, says, coming to teach us, Shekol mi she'oyev oyshev etanu. If you love wealth and you love delights and pleasures of this world, Eino yochol lilmoy Torah shel bal peh. You will not be able to learn Torah shel bal peh. It's very painful. It takes away your sleep. And you have to really kill yourself on it. You break your head. And if you're looking for Oyusher and Taino Gavoylam Haza, you're not going to go do that. And therefore, if you want to be Zeichet to Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't have that be your life's desire. That can't be your Bikush. He goes further to a fourth point and says, "Lefikach matan schara la'olam haba." A very big chiddush. The matan schar in olam haba. Shenema, like the pasuk says, "Am holchum mechayishet ror or gadol." Or gadol means or should never be a mishon. Shegomzak kadosh baruch hu la'amelei torah shebal peh. What we're referring to in the pasuk is a special schar in olam haba, that the Rebbeinu Shem hid away a tremendous or for the ones that are amal b'Torah in Torah shebal peh. Meaning, you might be learning Torah your whole life, but if all you do is chumash, so you learn Torah, you get olam haba, but it's not the same olam haba of someone who's miyageya and amal b'Torah shebal peh. There's a special schar of olam haba that's waiting in Gan Eden for a melee Torah Shabbat Peh. As I state the Medrash. Moreover, and he goes further to a fifth point and he says, Shebizchuson ha'olam oimid. The whole world stands on the schus of these people that are omul b'Torah Shabbat Peh. We all know the whole Bria, Bereishis, we said, Bishnul Torah. Says the Medrash that Bishvil Torah, that the whole world stands on Torah, and the whole schus of the kiyum of the world is Torah, specifically means the amelus of Torah Shebal Peh. That's really where all the bracha lies, in all the hashpah that comes down to this world. It's Torah Shebal Peh. Now I want to give you a good muscle. I'm walking by every day, I see this house being constructed across the street. And I realize, such a meridical lesson. Today they're very busy after they laid the foundation. So they want to start constructing with all the wood on top of that concrete foundation. So they're making sure they're starting off very, very leveled, 100% straight, to build upwards, that everything should be perfect. If you don't have a perfect foundation, let's say it was a mashal wall, they're spending so many hours, I was very enthralled by what was going on across the street. If let's say it's a millimeter off, a little bit off, an inch off, a millimeter off, even less, a little bit off. At the end of the day, when you're putting a three-story structure on top, the windows are not going to close so well because it's not going to be perfect. The door is not going to lock because it's not going to really hit the socket. And everything's going to be a little off. And when the rain's coming down the roof, it's going to go through the wrong way and not go through the gutters. Everything's a drop off, even a millimeter, a little bit off in the foundation. It affects the whole construction of the house. And that's why they're spending so much time at this point trying to make sure, is it a perfect foundation to build their structure that they're planning on building. I was thinking the same thing is with us. We're in yeshiva and we're building a foundation of Torah for life. And if your foundation is not put down 100% precise to precision, the way it's supposed to be, the whole structure of your whole life ahead of you is not going to be perfect. What do I mean? I mean something very simple. I hear from people all the time. You hear someone tells you, you know, why doesn't my wife machshiv Torah properly? Why is she not having the same chashivas at Torah that I wanted to have? And you don't realize, maybe it's your foundation that wasn't right that's reflecting to her. Why can't my kid go ahead and love Torah and want to go to yeshiva in the morning? Why is my child, all these questions that come up, and you wonder why the results is so not perfect like you expected. Children, wife, family, what they bring into the hall, everything. And you have all your questions. What's your foundation look like? What do you look like? You ever looked in the mirror at your foundation? Maybe your foundation wasn't so good. Maybe you didn't have the right chashivas at Torah. Maybe you didn't set the right yesoidas. And if you don't have the right foundations, now, in all the years that follow, your wife, your children, your family, your house, everything that's going on, yeah, you have problems with what's going on because of your foundation. Now is the time we're setting our foundation. It's now that if we get the foundation good, that our life is Torah, ki hein chayenu, then later on in life, a person goes to work, and he has a family, and he's exposed to all the everything outside in the world. Everything could stay a Torah-dic life, and like a ben Torah, if you have a good foundation. But if the foundation's off, and you're not so machshav Torah, you're cutting corners, you're running through the whole system, you're not so machshav the tefillah, everything's cutting corners, your whole foundation's crooked, don't wonder later what the results look like. Because it's all about you that you didn't set it straight in the first place. And this is something we have to realize. We're setting foundation now for life, of a Torah-tik life, of kiheim chayim. This is our life, a life of Torah. That's our purpose in this world, and there's no other purpose. Benjtachuma goes further to our sixth point and says, Va'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu karas im Yisrael bris. Karas bris im Yisrael shloi tishtakach Torah shabal peh mepiyam. That Torah Shabbat Peh should never be forgotten. Which means, he's bavarning, if Torah Shabbat Peh is so difficult, and it's so painful, and you got to give up so much to really acquire Torah Shabbat Peh, to really be zoicha to understand Gemara, it takes a lot of sacrifice. You have to give up Yolam Hazah to a certain extent to be zoicha to Gemara. So Torah Shabbat Peh, Gemara is at risk of maybe, you know, people are just going to let go of it. It's just not so easy to do when you're not ready to do it. Says the Medrash, the Rabbeinu Shem was Kairis Bris, Shaloi Tishtaka Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh will never be forgotten, Mepiyah Mepizayim Ad Soif Kol Adairis. Till the last generation, till the end of times, the Rabbeinu Shem promised that there's going to be Yidin, they're going to devote themselves and hold on stark to Torah Shabbat Peh, that it won't be forgotten. And he writes, Lofika Kova Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to know what this means over here. But he writes, the Rebbeinu was Kaveya, Shtei Yeshivas Yisrael. There's always going to be two yeshivas in Klal Yisrael. Shiu Hoigim Batayra B'yayim V'alayla. Two stark yeshivas always in Klal Yisrael that are going to be holding on to Torah, very stark. That, I guess, that ensures that even if one would get lost or whatever, weaker, there's always the other one. Two together guarantees the success of Klal Yisrael. So in Mela, the Avodah Rebbeinu's Kaveya, two major yeshivas be Yisrael, that they should have Torah. Va'oisun shtei yeshivas, those yeshivas, loy ro shevi v'loy shmad, the yeshivas are going to be secure that they shouldn't see the shvi, the shmad, the sholol, loy sholopam, yovam, edom, edom, and yovam, not going to control it. They're going to survive it all because we have to secure that shloi tishtakach Torah. And he writes, "V'af liyemoyis haMashiach." Even when it comes to ikvus of the Mashiach, which we're holding right now, ein royin chevloi shemashiach. They won't see the chevloi Mashiach, all those pains of Mashiach, and rather, mishom maschelas haGeula. The Geula is going to begin by those yeshivas. Will be shom, and from there, Olam Yerushalayim, going to go up to Yerushalayim, v'chein yirotz, and it should be the Rebbeinu Shem's will. This is how the Medrash Tanchuma ends off his shtickle. A moiridika, huge medrash, running through many, many foundations and yesoidis of what we have to know about Torah. And this last thing he's saying, we don't know what the yeshivas are, but it could very well be, you know, we're connected to these yeshivas. If one of the yeshivas that he's referring to, that every generation has two major yeshivas, if one of them is Lakewood, then this is just an offshoot of Lakewood. So Melo, we mamish have that security of surviving Chevli Mashiach by holding on tight. The Chen Yehiratzeh should be the Ranishim's will. But our Kalponim, this is yesoidis that we have to know. These are foundations that we have to know. to understand what it means, kihem chayenu, a life of Torah, how Torah means specifically the Gemara, Torah Shabbal Peh, the hardship, the toil of all it, of going through it, and the sacrifice of Olam Hazeh to have it. This is the Yesoid, the famous Medrash Tanchuma brought down in Parashas Noach. And this was his Akdama for a new start that he used to give. With this in mind, we can understand when we're told by Chazal every morning you have to mekabel the oil Torah. What does it mean to mekabel the oil Torah, the yoke of Torah? Now we understand what this means. Yoke means something that's heavy. It's a burden. And now we understand what this means. When you wake up in the morning and you mekabel the oil Torah, it means you're taking on a tremendous burden. You're putting on a yoke. I want to tell you a Mori Dika Maisa that happened with Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. If you want to understand how far reaching it means to mekabel the oil, what does it mean to mekabel the oil? Rabbi Yashiv once, must have been in his bottom, I assume, he was once in Tel Aviv for Shabbos. And when he was in Tel Aviv for Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos, someone told him that there was a certain Yedua Dika Chazen that was going to be davening in a specific shul that Taka davened very beautifully, and Rabbi Yashiv Taka had a geschmack for this. So they told him about it, that maybe you want to go daven there. Rabbi Yashiv Taka, he knew he liked this person's ligunim and this person's way of davening and all that. So, because Rabbi Yashiv appreciated his taste of music and all that, so he said, you know what, I'm going to go there. Lamaisa, when it came Friday night, he didn't go. He ended up diving somewhere else. So his family asked him, why didn't you go? He was holding my going, so what happened? So he said, I was embarrassed. So they asked him, what do you mean you're embarrassed? Who are you embarrassed of? What are you embarrassed of? From who are you embarrassed? Said Rabbi Yashiv, I'm embarrassed of myself. I'm embarrassed of myself. This maisa shows us there's such a musig when you're mekabel ol Torah, you mekabel a yoke. What it means is you're living up to a certain standard. That's what it means. Rabbi Yashiv was saying, on my level of who I am, of who the standard that I live on, I'm not going to be living up to that standard if I go to that shul to hear him sing. It just doesn't stim to who I live up myself up to. It's not pshat, there was someone there to be embarrassed of. There's no one to be embarrassed of. But he's embarrassed of himself, of what he lives up to, the standard that he's mekabel on himself. This is what I live up to. When we talk about being mekabel, the oil Torah, every single one of us, we want to take on the yoke of Torah. We want to really be mekabel, the kihem chayenu, the life of Torah. We have to realize we're living on a certain standard that we're mekabel for ourselves. It has nothing to do with anybody looking, has nothing to do with anybody mourning us. It has to do for ourselves. That I'm embarrassed of myself if I don't live up to what I want to be mekabel. The standard I set for myself, I'm embarrassed of myself if I can't live up to that standard. This is the oimik of what it means to truly be mekabel oil Torah. To set ourselves ideas and live up to it and be embarrassed of ourselves not to live up to it. Well, those might be a Rebbe Shemaisa. It's Kedai, the message is tremendous. There's a famous Maisa. The Heilige Tzaddik Abzisha. Abzisha was already on his deathbed, at the end of his life, and all his Talmidim were surrounded around his bed, and Reb Zisha started crying. And the Talmidim, who were around his deathbed, said to the Rebbe, Reb Zisha, why are you crying? Your mamash at tzaddik, you have nothing to cry about. What are you crying about? Zok Reb Zisha, I'm not worried when I come up to Shemayim that they're going to ask me why I wasn't like Rabbi Kiva Eger, why I wasn't like one of the Tanoim, Abaya and Rovo, why I didn't live up to be Yeshua ben Nun or Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not what I'm worried about. That's not why I'm crying. I'm afraid when I come up to Shemayim, they're going to ask me, Reb Zisha, why weren't you Reb Zisha? This is what I'm crying about. I could have been a big tzaddik in my life, but did I live up to be Reb Zisha who I was supposed to be? This is why I cry. We have to realize for ourselves, especially in our generation, when we talk about having a life of Torah, kihem chayenu, Torah has to become part of our life, a foundation for life. Yeah, in a chanami, we're not going to live the madrigas that they lived hundreds of years earlier than us. We're not in their madrigas, that's true. But we have to cry and worry. Am I living up to who Hashem wants me to be? Reb Zisha, are you being really Reb Zisha? And that's something we all have to cry about. It's something we all have to make true cheshbon hanefesh about. I'm not expected to be from the last generation. I'm not expected to go 2-3 generations ago to be on their levels. But in my generation, in Tavshin Pei Gimel, I have to live up to who I'm supposed to be in this generation. Am I living up to what a Ben Torah should be now? Am I doing what Hashem expects of me? This is the standard that we have to set for ourselves. And this is what we have to go ahead and be today of ourselves and cry for not living up to it. The Pasuk in Mishlei writes, Perikei, Pasuk in Aleph, a frightening Pasuk. V'nohamto ba'achmi secho. You're going to moan your end. B'chlois b'sorcho sheirecho. When literally means that they're combing off your flesh from your being. Which means the Pasuk simply is telling us there's going to come a time where every single one of us, believe it or not, Rav Simcha Bonham Cohen, Shlita, always says, we all think we're going to live forever, but we're really not. I'm telling you a secret. We're all going to die one day. He says this all the time. We're all going to die one day. Don't think you're going to live forever. You're all going to die one day. The Pasuk's telling us, V'nohamto b'achri secha, there's going to come a time, says the Pasuk, Shloima HaMelech, Nechacho Mikol Adam. There's going to come a time, that we're going to moan our end, which means there's going to come a moment when we're leaving this world, which we all should think about, that we're going to have charata. Why didn't I use my time better? Why didn't I accomplish more? And we're going to moan our end for the loss of opportunity we have no longer. When they take over our whole being and all we have now left is an neshama coming up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is something we have to think about. If we don't use our time well now, the foundation's going to be crooked. It's not just about these years when I'm in Beis Medrash that I didn't use my time well, that I didn't utilize everything that's being offered to me. I didn't nutzois all the opportunity that comes my way in the yeshiva. There's so much opportunity. It's not just about these little times, these few years. Your whole foundation is going to be crooked. And rachmon litzlan, all the years ahead, it's a tremendous loss. Because everything crooked means it affects everything. Your whole ruchniyistik life ahead of you. Your whole Ben Torah kite of ahead of you is not going to be the same because it didn't have a good foundation. That's why these years are so important. To really go ahead and do it right. Because Rachman Litzlan, we don't want to have this terrible V'nahamta B'achri Secha to moan the end for not doing what we could have done. There's a Moridik Eloshin from Chaim Veloshin that gives us very good instructions every time we sit down to learn what we should be doing. I remember when I was a young Bacher, I wrote this Eloshin into the front of my Gemara to remind myself every time I open my Gemara, this is my mindset. Rav Chaim Veloshin writes, it's in Shaar Dalid, he writes this in Perik Vav. Listen to the words. L'zois ha'emes. This is the truth. Shezuhi aderech amiti. This is the true way. Hashem bezeh bochahu yizboruch shmai. This is what Hashem chose. Maridika hakdam. Chaim Veloshin is telling you. This is the true mahal. This is what Hashem wants from us. Shebechol eis sheyochana odom atzmai lumoy. Every time you prepare yourself that you're about to learn, you're about to start learning. It's worthy that you should sit for a moment before you start. Small amount of time. With a fear, a trembling, a yiras Hashem, a pure heart of fear. Realizing I'm about to begin and touch and learn Dvar Hashem. Hu v'diburei chadu, Hashem and his words of Torah all one. I'm mamash touching the Ribbono Shel'olam and learning Dvar Hashem. It gives a tremendous yira and a shiver down our spines. If we have a tayras alev, a pure heart. And at that moment he says, when you let yourself have that moment of thought, you be hisvadois al chatosay b'umka delibo, have a quick vidui from the depth of your heart on your wrongdoings that you might have had, that I'm not so devoted to Hashem like I should have been, I want to become better. A thought of vidui, small little vidui al chatosay. Kidei, in order, if you start your day like that, then your Torah is going to be Kadosh V'Tahor, V'Yechavein L'Zdabek B'Limudai. And then you can have in mind, when I start learning now, I'm becoming attached with my learning, Boi B'Torah, Boi B'Kabah Kadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest level of Dveikus, what I'm about to do is to have Dveikus L'Hashem. The greatest way to become Dovek is Boi Batayra, which is Boi Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, Hu V'dibur Echadu, the Torah and Hashem is all one. It's the highest level of Dveikus. U'bazehu Dovek Boi Yisboruch Mamish Kaviyachal. Says Rechaim V'Lodaj, if you do this, your Mamish Dovek Tashem Kaviyachal means you can't say it, but that's what it is. U'bazehu Dovek Boi Yisboruch Mamish Kaviyachal. You're totally attached to Hashem in the highest, realest level that's possibly could be described. And this is like we brought down Anoichi is Rosh Yetevis, we said from the Gemara. Ano nafshi ksivis Yehovas. We brought down the Gemara, how the Gemara says, Anoichi Hashem Olikecha, Anoichi means, I'm giving myself over in writing to you. Hashem is telling us, this is the way I give myself over, this is the way you're going to come connected to me. Through the Torah, you get connection. That's how you get Dveikus. This is a Moridik of Chaim Veloshin that he tells us this is what Hashem wants every time. B'choleis, whenever you start learning, have this thought when you start. And this thought could change your Limud HaTorah and therefore could change your life. It can make your learning Torah a whole different level of true relationship. Just end with this. When we learn Torah, we have to realize that you love Dafka and see the effects right away when you learn. A person learns Stark for a few days and he wants to see a change, he doesn't see it. He learns Stark for a few weeks, he wants to see change, he doesn't see it. And a person starts getting discouraged. We have to realize the Pasuk tells us Torah doesn't work like that. There's a Moridika Pasuk in Parashas Hazinu. The Pasuk says, Yaroif kamotor likhi. It should rain, pour down like rain. Likhi means the Torah. Tizal katal imrosi. It should also go pour down like the dew, the words of my Torah. What does this mean? What is Hashem comparing? A Torah is like the rain. Zokti chizkuni. And it's Pirish over here on the Pasuk. Kishem Shahamotar, the same way rain. Yoyrid, rain comes down. The Ein Hanosoi Vitivoi Nikarim. And the pleasure of what rain does and the nature of what it's supposed to be doing to make things grow is not recognizable. Ein Hanosoi Vitivoi Nikarim Venirin. You don't see any change. Your lawn needed some water and it poured rain yesterday, and you look at your lawn, the grass is still yellow, it's not growing. Or a chves, if you have vegetables that you grow, whatever it is, you don't see the results of the rain. That's the nature of rain. Rain, you don't see the results. Yet, v'soif, shebegadol peiros. At the end of the day, if it rains on a constant basis, even though you don't see the results, at the end of the day, everything grows beautifully. Zokte chizkuni, the pasuk's telling you, af kach likhi v'imrosi. So too it works by my Torah. Likhi and rosi is like rain. My Torah works like that too. A person sits and learns, and he doesn't see the results. You feel like you do it every day, and you give it all you got, and where's the results? You're not seeing the peiros. We have to know that Torah is like the rain, that you're not going to see the peiros right away. It's not so visible. We have to do, and we have to go ahead and put in our koiches and keep going strong with the true emunah that it's like rain. We have to realize and know that it works like water. A person who's watering his lawn, is watering his garden, he'll keep watering even though he doesn't see the results, but he knows water is what's going to make it grow. So we have to realize Torah works like that too. We might not see the results. We might not see ourselves steiging. We might not see our foundation becoming stronger. We might not see all the bracha that Torah brings on our lives. All the hashpois that comes down because of our Torah. All the bracha in our lives that come from Torah. Lav dafka, you always see it right away. But we have to have that strong amunah and know it's not expected for us to see. Torah brings down the hashpois. Torah brings the bracha. Torah that you learn makes the foundation for life. Torah is going to go ahead and bring the peiros. All the things that we know of the fundamental yisoid is in Torah are all true. The fact that we don't see it is not expected to see. And this is the yisoid that we have to know. And we're talking about so many yisoidis in Torah. We have to know that even if we don't see the results, we have to believe that it's no different than rain, that it's there even when we don't see it.